and the suffering Moses, Sabata, sometimes a thing, and I think the same would be in a prayer, if Baba is tickled, or a sense of humor is stirred to that extent, you know, his grace just, it releases a button, it releases a grace, if he's delighted with something. And I still remember there was a Jewish family in Pune, who came to know Baba through the twins, Baba's twin nephews. And so they came, one of the boys met Baba and Guru Prasad came out. So he and his younger boy and the whole family were in Pune. They'd go over to Baba's house and they'd come to Guru Prasad once they came. So when we were here, and in the morning Baba was seated in the chair here in Mandali Hall, where we are now seated, and Eris was reading out the post, the mail as you call it, and there was one letter from a boy saying, now I've finished school and I'm trying so hard to get a job, and I tried everything and I tried everywhere with no success, and you know, I'm just feeling so helpless, so I'm writing to you, I have no job. Baba didn't look so crazy, he looked a bit occupied, and then he said, as if he's thinking about it, and then he says to Erich, what's his name? What's the boy's name? Erich looks and says, Moses. Oh, that delighted Baba so much. Baba said, this young boy, Moses? Baba's sign for Moses was a long beard, I think at least 3 feet long. Moses, Baba said, okay, write to him like that. It's sort of a granted. I think about 3 days later, and another letter came. About 3 days later, the letter from Moses came. He got the job. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable, he said. It just happened. He went and asked, and they said, yes, take it. Just because his mother had the sense to name him Moses. She knew he has to be equipped in life.